It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, your daily mindfulness training session. Today, we're diving deeper into healing religious trauma, focusing on the first steps to take on your path to recovery. If you have identified signs of religious trauma in your life, beginning the healing journey can feel daunting. So let's take it step by step. Step one, start with grounding techniques. When we're healing from trauma, grounding ourselves in the present moment can be incredibly powerful. Trauma often keeps us stuck in past experiences or worried about our eternal future. Now, we are particularly stuck in past experiences when certain memories, images, or feelings resurface unexpectedly. By grounding, we can start to feel a sense of safety and presence. One simple grounding technique is breath awareness. This involves slowing down and focusing solely on your breath. Take a deep breath in through your nose, hold it in for a moment, and release it slowly. Let each exhale relax your body a bit more. Try to make each breath slightly longer than the last. If you want guidance in this, in your day, you just want to take a minute of guided breathing practice to ground yourself. There is a meditation within the It's Now Again guided meditations, which you can find at jeremywest.net. Now, another effective technique is sensory grounding. To do this, simply engage each of your five senses. Notice something you can see, something you can touch, something you can hear, something you can smell, and something you can taste. This brings your attention to the present, helping you reconnect with your environment and find calm amidst overwhelming emotions. Number two, you want to cultivate self-compassion. Healing from religious trauma often involves reframing how we view ourselves. Many people come out of certain religious backgrounds feeling unworthy or ashamed. I know I did. Self-compassion is the antidote to this. Start with simple affirmations, even if they feel a bit uncomfortable at first. You can try phrases like, I am deserving of peace, or I am enough as I am. Mindfully repeat these thoughts, gently redirecting your mind whenever self-critical or shameful thoughts come up. Remember, self-compassion is a practice. It becomes easier the more you do it. And there's also an episode about self-compassion, one of the first few episodes of this podcast. And there's a self-compassion self-compassion and compassion for others meditation within those meditations. So find both at jeremywest.net. Number three, find a supportive community. A key part of healing is knowing you're not alone. Finding a community that understands what you're going through can offer the validation, support, and acceptance that are essential for recovery. Now, I've got a group that I am starting, and if you'd like to have a chat about that, there's a form on jeremywest.net that allows you to book an appointment with me for a free consultation to see if we both, you and I, feel that you'd fit in that group. But otherwise, you can look for support groups online or in person where you can safely express yourself without judgment. And it's particularly helpful to have other people who have been through the same sort of high-control religion. These spaces allow you to explore your thoughts and experiences freely, which is crucial in moving forward. In a supportive community, you may also find people who have developed techniques for managing similar feelings, and hearing about their journeys can be incredibly encouraging. And of course, I, as a coach, lead my group through these sorts of conversations and guided meditations. And there you go. Now, allow yourself to question and redefine beliefs is number four. Religious trauma can leave us feeling fearful of questioning beliefs that we once held as absolute truths. But remember, healing doesn't mean you have to adopt a specific belief system, okay? It's about discovering what feels true and peaceful for you. And I would recommend not going into a new rigid system that's just a replacement for the rigid system that you came from. Allow yourself to see the gray in the world and not see everything as black and white as you were either raised or you went into that high control group to and had that inundated in you. Allow yourself the space to explore without pressure. Read, learn, and observe. Take what resonates and leave behind anything that doesn't serve your well-being. Healing is about finding what aligns with your values and brings you peace, not about conforming to someone else's ideas. And I think this goes without saying, but that includes mine. Take what works for you and leave the rest. That includes Buddha. And even Buddha said that. Buddha said to not take his word for anything that he said, to try it for yourself, and if it works, great. If it doesn't, keep searching. Number 5, embrace small steps and celebrate progress. Healing from trauma is rarely a straight line. It's a journey that includes both breakthroughs and setbacks. So give yourself permission to take small steps. Small steps are going to get you so much further than trying to take giant leaps. If you practice grounding today, congratulate yourself for taking that step. If you reach out for support, celebrate that moment of courage. Over time, these small steps will add up, gradually moving you closer to inner peace. That's all I've got for today. Remember, healing is a journey, and it is okay to go at your own pace. In fact, I think it's essential to go at your own pace. Each small step matters. If you want personalized guidance on your healing journey, of course, visit jeremywest.net for mindfulness coaching services and the guided meditations. And if you have any questions or topics that you'd like us to cover, email me at itsnowagain@gmail.com. That's all the letters, no apostrophes. itsnowagain@gmail.com. Until next time, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.